Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar, and this week I want to take a trip back down memory lane with you. If you're in your car or at work or on the treadmill or just chilling out at home, please turn up those earbuds and turn your speakers up because this is a conversation that you definitely don't want to miss. So this weekend, well, at the end of last week and over the weekend, I celebrated the 2-year anniversary of the launch of SelectiveHearingShow.com. To kind of celebrate that, I went and I started kind of reading some of my older blog posts and going through things that I was doing in the early stages of developing the blog, developing the site, and gearing up to transition from just being a live Facebook personality to an actual podcaster who wanted to share all the beautiful things that I had to say. And I stumbled across a couple of my old blog posts, and one that stood out to me the most that I want to kind of break down and share where I was versus where I am today and how small, consistent steps can really change the trajectory of your entire life. There's so many gems if you want to go back and read. Just to name a few, I opened my website with a blog titled Perfectly Imperfect. I talked about patience and discipline and self-care and walking in my purpose. I wrote blogs and I was really raw in the beginning. I'm still raw, but as I transitioned and continue to grow, that realness, that authenticity just looks a little different, but it's all still there. I wrote about things like acceptance and accountability and granting access to people who deserve access to you. And I went down in those early stages to break down self-talk. I tell you guys on the show every single week that self-talk is something that I absolutely love talking about. Self-care is another thing that I love talking about. I love reminding you guys that we all have that inner voice. I love reminding you guys that it's okay to take care of you first. As I continue to kind of go through all these beginning stage topics that I was blogging about and that ended up growing into things that I'm actually talking about and speaking about with guests and, you know, all these different things that I share with you every week, I stumbled across a blog that I wrote called Sometimes I Wonder. And I'm going to share a little bit of that blog with you today. And then I'm going to like really get in there and break it down. And the reason why I want to break it down is because I want to show you how simply continuing to travel your path, how your vision starts to change, how the way you hear starts to change, how the way you speak starts to change, how the way you move starts to change. No, you're not someone else, or you're not unrecognizable to you, at least. You are exactly who you're supposed to be in this time and in this moment. That may become foreign to other people, but you are right where you need to be. I wrote this a couple months into the site launch. I wrote it in August of 2022. I wrote, "Sometimes I wonder if you hear me. Do you hear me when I speak about my pain? Do you listen to me when I say that I am tired? Do you hear my cries? Sometimes I wonder if you see me. If you see me unpainted and raw and coming into my own, learning to be confident and free. And sometimes I wonder if you're intimidated by this new, beautiful version of me." And I'm going to stop right there for a moment, because when I wrote this, I know exactly where I was and I know exactly who I was asking those questions. At that time, when I was coming into fully committing to myself and being better, I started seeing things through a different set of lenses, and that was really uncomfortable for me. It was so uncomfortable that I didn't want to admit that and ease into it right away. And so I started kind of projecting what I was experiencing onto other people. I was turning things outward instead of looking inward. So I was asking these questions, but I was asking the wrong person. So at that stage, I felt all these things conjuring up in me. I knew that things were happening. I knew that change was coming. I knew that there was nothing I can do about this because I was in it, and I told myself I'm not going back. I asked God to help me. And I promised him I wasn't going to let him down. I wasn't going to let me down. I wasn't going to let my kids down. I wasn't going to let my husband down. I said, when I got on this road, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for real. And when real things started happening in the beginning, I started questioning the wrong people. I started asking the wrong person these questions. So now, as I celebrate 2 years of sharing this growth journey with you, 2 years of sharing resources with you, 2 years of sharing other people who are right there with me and right there with you, I sit and I say, now I'm still asking these questions, but I'm not asking anybody else. I'm asking myself, do you hear me? I'm asking myself about my pain. I'm asking myself, how can I hear that pain? How can I heal that pain? How can I break away from those chains? When I say, are you listening? I'm asking myself, are you listening to yourself, Julie? Are you there with yourself? Are you taking those moments to properly hear what you're saying to you and understand it and move through the things that you're really uncomfortable with? When I ask now, do you like to see me this way? Unpainted and raw and coming into my own. The answer that I have to 100% give for that question is yes. I am happy with being stripped down. I am comfortable with being in my own skin. I am okay with all of it, because this, what you see now, what you hear now, is confident, is beautiful, has boundaries, practices self-respect. This woman who you are listening to today has a more empathetic vantage point to offer the world. This woman today is ready for today. No matter if it's a challenging day, no matter if it's a really good day, this woman woke up ready. When I say learning to be confident and free, sometimes I wonder if you're intimidated or disgusted by this new version of me. I'm not. I'm not afraid to become who I was destined to be. I'm not afraid to walk in my purpose. No one has anything to do with it, so I'm not asking anyone else about it. This right here is between me and God. And for those of you out there who have a relationship with God or the universe or, you know, your highest self, whatever that may be, this right here, this path that you're on, what you're committing to, what you're saying, I'm not going to be anymore, this is for you. It's not for everyone else. And what I've been learning as I turn that outward projection inward is that no matter what I do for me, other people are still going to do them. No matter how I cry for me, no matter how I heal for me, no matter what I choose for me, other people are still going to do them. And there's challenges in that. I'm not going to act like it doesn't hurt to start ascending to a new level and watching everyone and everything that you're familiar with stay the same, because you know in that you have to move away, because you know that if you don't, then you will be the same just like them. And that's painful. And I've been experiencing that on so many different levels. I've been grieving old relationships and preparing to grieve more. But on this Monday morning, as you listen to me, as I motivate you, as I come to you, I just want to remind you that you have to keep going. You have to stay the course. I say it all the time. Once you start letting go of all these different things, the feeling is so free. And you shouldn't want to live in any other space than that. So to take it a little bit further in this breakdown before I let you go and get into your week. And I hope that all of you have a beautiful, productive week filled with love, week filled with joy, week filled with learning. Before I wrap up, I just wanted to go through to the end of this blog. And like I said, if you go over to selectivehearingshow.com, everything, I didn't take anything down. I was going to start taking things down as I was going through. The anniversary's coming and I'm celebrating, and there's been so many transitions and so many new developments with the site and the blog and the podcast and all of that. But as I started going through, I was like, I'm leaving it all there, because a lot of you have been with me from the beginning, and I welcome everyone who's been rocking with me and everyone who just started rocking with me. I welcome you and love you all and appreciate you the same. But I left it there because I want you to see these very real, raw, unrefined, superhuman parts of me when I was breaking into this journey and I was saying I'm letting go so that I can fly. I'm dropping this dead weight so I can be okay. When I was like getting into this with you all in the very beginning, I want you to see that. And then I want you to see how I'm continuing to grow. And I want you to know that I'm right here with you until I can't be anymore. So I'm gonna close at the end, because at the end of this blog, I said this journey has shown me so many new things. It has granted me a new perspective. So sometimes I wonder if you will continue to be there when this leg of the race is complete, or are you just another intricate piece in this passing season who was sent to teach me, and now I must be set free? Sometimes I wonder. Like I said not so long ago, the main challenge that I have experienced on this journey is the more I grow, the more people I let go. And my circle was already small because years ago, I stepped back away from a lot of the scenes that I was a part of. I stepped back and I wasn't healing though when I stepped back, but I pulled myself back and out of a lot of situations that I was in. And because I did that, I already lost a large group of people. But I thought before I got on this road that I was healing and that I was doing the right thing when I stepped back. And maybe in hindsight, I was. I really truly believed that the circle that I had was airtight and these were the people that were going to be rocking with me forever. And the more my eyes open, the more I see I have to love from a distance. And that hurts because I want the best for everyone in my world and I want to take everybody with me, but sometimes it's just not our reality. So when I turn this from 2 years ago from outward to inward and I'm saying, will you continue to be there when this race is complete? Are you going to be here in these passing seasons? Yes, I am. I am going to show up for me every single day. I am going to be here for me until the end. When that time comes for me to be set free, I won't have to wonder anymore because the work that I've done will 100% speak for me. I just want all of you to take this motivation on this Monday and be great. And I do have, because I'm celebrating the show's anniversary, I will have another podcast coming out for you this week. So this week, you're going to get 2 days of motivation with Julie. So look out for that on Wednesday. And also, if you are not following on social media, please go Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm still navigating those waters, okay? I don't know if I'm young enough or old enough or where I fit into the algorithm, but I'm trying to get with it. So please follow me at Selective Hearing Show. Head over to my website and subscribe if you have not already so you can receive weekly updates about what's going on with me, what's going on with the blog and the podcast, what is happening with my debut book that will be out in May. And May is also Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm so happy how everything is falling into place. And I just want to say, continue to be great, continue to grow, continue to thrive. Thank you for all of your support. Happy 2-year anniversary to selectivehearingshow.com. I am claiming many, many more years with you all on this journey, and I will be back on Wednesday. So until next time, this is Selective Hearing.